guys know this part, don't you? Can you say it with me? Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey.
Hi everyone, today's show is being taped before a live audience at Focus on the Family in Colorado. Join us for a wonderful celebration of Focus on the Family's 25th anniversary. That's your part.
Everyone, and welcome to the special live edition of Candid Conversations with Connie on Kids Radio. I'm Connie Kendall, with whom you'll be having this candid conversation. We're here in the Little Theater for a special celebration. There's a small crowd to help us. Say hi, everyone! Okay, well, maybe it's not so small. Anyway, on stage with me to celebrate this very special occasion is Mr. John Avery Whittaker.
Hello. But, Connie, what special occasion are you talking about?
What do you mean, what special occasion? You are so modest. It's the 25th anniversary of Wits End! And boy, do we have a lot of things planned.
Connie.
We have some classic kids radio sketches, and we're going to reminisce.
Connie, wait a minute.
What? What's wrong?
Actually, I think there's been a misunderstanding. It's not our 25th anniversary.
Oh, yes, it is, because I figured it out. 2 years ago, I went to the Electric Palace during their 15th anniversary. I remember because I bought a hairdryer there that almost electrocuted me, and I took stock of my life after that. Anyway, when I got to Wits End later that day, Bernard was talking about the day the Electric Palace first opened, and he was mad because the automatic doors had crushed his squeegee bucket. And he said that he'd had that bucket for 8 years because you gave it to him on the day Wits End opened, since you had a lot of windows for him to wash, so that makes 25 years.
Connie, there was an article in the newspaper the day after Bart's anniversary sale at the Electric Palace. It turns out it wasn't his 15th anniversary. He made it up as an excuse for a sale. So your math was wrong.
So it's not your 25th anniversary?
No.
Oh. Oh. But I've got all these guests coming and events planned. Wait, do you think maybe we could just still do it?
Well...
Great. Okay, so why don't you tell us what it was like not 25 years ago when you first opened the shop? It must have been so exciting. What was going through your head when you cut that ribbon?
Well, we didn't have any ribbon cutting.
Oh, but were you nervous? Did you have any inkling what a big deal this would be and how it would change your life? How did it feel?
I was glad I had some customers.
Great. That's a great answer, Whit. Let's take a break. We'll be back right after this.
And now, a parable called Young Guns Bonanza in the Big Valley. Our story begins deep in the heart of the Great West, on the South Spoon Ranch, where its kind-hearted owner, Matt Cartwood, is talking with his sidekick, Emma Darlin.
Well, Emma, the South Spoon Ranch is completed. We have a sprawling mansion, land as far as any eye can see, and the most successful trade in cattle and sheep anywhere west of the Mississippi.
Well, you don't have to tell me, Mr. Cartwood. I've been with you from the beginning, splitting logs, pushing soil, herding cattle, and shearing sheep. Yes, sirree.
I know it, Emma, I know it.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Huh? I know that look in your eye, Mr. Cartwood. You got that itch again.
No, Emma, the powder took care of that, yeah. But It's time to move on to new pastures, where the logs aren't split, the soil isn't pushed, the cattle haven't herded, and the sheep are sure to be unshorn, somewhere over that next mountain. I want you to get everyone packed. We're moving to California.
Matt and Emma packed up their families, got the wagon train ready, and we're just about to head into the sunset when...
Mr. Cartwood! I know I only have a brain the size of a molecule on the hind leg of a flea. But shouldn't you entrust someone to take care of the South Spoon Ranch while we're gone? Why, it seems a waste to leave all those split logs, push soil, and herded cattle.
No, Emma, I've been thinking the same thing, and that's why I took out an ad in the Big Valley Gazette for some good workers to come in and run the place while we're building new lives in California. They should be here any moment now.
Hey, maybe this is one of them now. Yes, sirree!
Hello, Father.
And maybe it ain't.
Why, it's my beloved son, Jeremy. Where have you been all day?
I was at the North Fork of the South Spoon waving goodbye to Mom and my dear sister.
Oh, and they made arrangements for us in town then.
Uh-huh. From South Spoon's North Fork, they're going to the Golden Knife Hotel in Penn Creek Gulch near Kettle Gorge.
Why, they have a nice blue plate special there. That's what I heard.
Enough with the kitchen utensils now. As soon as our new tenants get here, we'll join the rest of our dearly departed family.
Hey, maybe that's them there now.
Hiya! We're your new tenants!
About time.
Well, I'm glad you finally made it. I'm Matt Cartwood. This here's my son, Jeremy.
Hello.
And this here's Emma, my trusty sidekick.
Yes, sirree!
Well, I'm Headlock Harry, and these are my boys.
I'm Trigger Finger Troy.
And I'm Silver Saddle Slapper Stephanie.
Signing your names must be a real chore.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Enough with the jibber-jabber. Are you going to lease the place to us or ain't you?
Well, I had hoped a few more people would answer that ad.
Maybe they were busy.
Maybe they met with unfortunate accidents on the way.
Maybe they ran out of change of address forms at the post office.
Yeah, well, let's get on with the paperwork and get it filled out, and the South Spoon Ranch will be yours to take care of.
Oh, we'll take care of it, all right. The Cartwoods left for...
And Emma.
The Cartwoods and Emma left for California, where they split logs, pushed soil, herded cattle, and sheared sheep.
Yes, sirree!
But the news was not good from the South Spoon Ranch.
Well, I've sent cables, letters, Hallmark cards, and even a picture of me with a rude expression on my face. Our tenants won't answer or send me the money they owe us. What should we do?
Well, I've already done it.
Done what?
Sent one of the ranch hands to go get your money. In fact, he should be back any minute now. Maybe this is him now. Yes, sirree!
Hello, Father.
Maybe it ain't.
It's my beloved son, Jeremy. How goes it, son?
Father, the messenger Emma sent to the South Spoon Ranch has returned.
And?
And our tenants grabbed him, beat him severely about the head, and sent him home empty-handed.
Those scoundrels. Where is the messenger now?
He's in the ranch house. They're dressing his wounds.
Must be using ranch house dressing.
Ooh. I think I should go talk to our tenants, Father.
No, son. Let's send another man. Someone a little bigger, perhaps. Big John McBear should be able to reason with them.
So Big John McBear was sent and returned empty-handed.
Well, Big John, you went back to the South Spoon Ranch, spoke to Headlock, Trigger Finger, and Silver Saddle Slapper. What happened?
They called me names and hit me in the head.
I don't understand their behavior, Emma. We signed a contract. We agreed in good faith. We even sang songs around a campfire together. We had a relationship.
Well, what do you reckon we should do now, Mr. Cartwood?
Well, I don't know what's left for me to do. There must be someone I could send to the South Spoon Ranch that they would have to respect. But who?
Hello, Father.
It's my beloved son, Jeremy. Of course. Jeremy!
Yes, Father?
There's something I need you to do.
Believing that Headlock Harry, Trigger Finger Troy, and Silver Saddle Slapper Stephanie would respect his son, Matt Cartwood sent Jeremy to the South Spoon Ranch to collect the overdue rent.
Well, Silver Saddle Slapper Stephanie, this is working out a whole lot better than I could have planned. We got the South Spoon Ranch, and Matt Cartwood can't do a thing about it.
He could send more men, Headlock Harry.
He's probably run out of men by now.
Headlock, Silver Saddle Slapper, you'll never guess who just checked into the Golden Knife Hotel.
Who?
You'll have to guess.
Troy, tell me right now or I'll blab your real name to everyone in town.
You wouldn't.
I would. Try me.
All right. Jeremy Cartwood just checked in. That's who.
The son. Perfect.
Perfect? But he's the son. We'll have to give him the rent now.
Not a chance, Silver Saddle Slapper Stephanie. He's Matt Cartwood's heir. If we get rid of him, the South Spoon Ranch could be ours to own. Finger, finger.
What?
Take a message to Mr. Jeremy Cartwood.
Right. See you later. What message, Headlock Harry?
Just tell him to meet us at the North Fork of South Spoon at high noon. We want to have a little talk at him with lead. Any questions?
Just one. What is your real name, Triggerfinger? I've been a member of this gang for years, and I don't even know.
Tell her, Troy.
Oh, do I have to?
Tell her, Troy.
Well, it's Stubby Finger Stanley.
Stubby, Trigger Finger Troy went to town with a message.
Yes?
Jeremy Cartwood, I'm Stubby... I'm Trigger Finger Troy from the South Spoon Ranch.
Yes, I remember you. Have you come with the overdue rent?
Nope, just this. Meet us at the North Fork of the South Spoon at high noon.
Now listen, I'm a man of peace, Trigger Finger. I don't want any trouble. My father has been more than patient. We just want what you agreed to pay us for living at the South Spoon.
Well, don't you worry, boy. Just be at the North Fork at high noon, and you'll get what's coming to you.
Then I'll be there.
The next day at high noon at the North Fork of South Spoon.
Oh, there, Bethesda. Oh, boy. Well, look at this place. It seems like 5 minutes ago that I stood on this spot and waved goodbye to my beloved mother and treasured sisters.
Jeremy Cartwood!
Who is that? I'm here. To whom am I speaking?
Headlock Harry!
And Trigger Finger Troy!
And Silver Saddle Slapper Stephanie!
Well, I'm glad you all could make it. Why don't you come down this way and we'll settle our accounts?
No, sir. We'll settle the accounts, Cartwood. Draw your gun!
No, this is no way to settle a dispute.
Draw your gun, I said. I'm gonna have to count to three.
I won't do it. You don't know what you're doing.
Two.
You'll spill innocent blood.
Three.
Not draw.
Father!
The book of Matthew says that when the chief priests and Pharisees heard Jesus tell this parable, they knew he was talking about them. Then they began to look for a way to arrest him, to have him put to death. Later, they did. And in that way, the parable Jesus told actually came true.
Welcome back to Candid Conversations with Connie and our celebration of the anniversary of Wits End. My guest on stage now is Jason Whitaker. Jason, I'm sure that the day your father opened Wits End must have been a special occasion for you, too. What do you remember about that day?
Well, to be honest, I don't remember much. I wasn't here.
You weren't?
No, I was in Washington, D.C. Suddenly, I remembered that Dad was opening his new shop.
So what'd you do?
Well, I smiled. Fondly.
Great. Let's go to a commercial.
Hiya there. This is Bart Rathbone here from the Electric Palace. Just wanted to say congrats on your anniversary, Wit. Oh, and since I have a little bit of airtime left, let me tell you about the new VCRs I just got in. It's a whole new technology. It is so easy to program that even a woman can do it. Why? Why? What'd I say? Picky, picky.
Welcome back to our almost 25th anniversary of Wits End. You know, I was just saying that I have a lot of memories of Wits End and being with all of you. Don't you guys?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, memories too. And I wonder what we'll all be like, say, 25 years from now.
Hep, I love that harp, Hep. Whoa. Hello there, Tom.
Hi there, Wit.
Hey, how's your day been?
Oh, I've been real busy, Wit. Why, just today, I got up, walked down the stairs, went to the ice box, opened the door, picked up the orange juice cart.
Yeah, well, that sounds busy, yeah.
Oh.
Busy, busy, busy man.
Well, these things aren't easy, you know. I'm almost 200 years old.
Well, you know, the book of Leviticus says something about old men. I can't really remember.
Is Connie here?
No.
Well, I got a message from her at the Timothy Center.
Uh-huh.
She said she was taking a leave of absence for a few weeks.
You know, Connie's been acting sort of strange around here, too. Not herself at all. Won't even talk to me.
Hey, everybody.
Connie!
Sorry I'm late again. Wit, do you think I could leave a little early tonight?
Yeah, sure. But Connie, is there something going on that we should know about?
I just needed some time off.
Because you're tired?
Well, I got another job.
So what's this all about, Connie? Why the big change?
Are you kidding, Wit? I've been working here at Wits End for almost 40 years, and, well, I don't feel like I've done anything with my life. I've been 16 for 20 years, and everybody else has grown up and moved on. I bumped into Donna Barkley the other day, and she's married and has 3 kids. How did she start out younger than me, and now she's 10 years older than I am? How is that possible?
You think that's bad? Well, you should read Dennis the Menace. He's been 6 for going on 75 years.
Well, I don't care about Dennis the Menace. I just don't feel like I have anything left to give to this place. I hand out ice cream and clean up spills, and I want something more in my life.
Well, I understand, Connie, but you know, your work here at Wits End has been more than just serving ice cream and cleaning up spills. In fact, I'd say you've had a big impact on everybody.
Excuse me.
Well, hello there.
Hi. I was wondering...
Wait. Are you... Oh, no. It couldn't be. Mandy Strasberg?
No. Mandy's my mother. I'm Melanie.
You mean you're Mandy and Melanie? How could you be your own mother?
She's told me so much about this place, like the Imagination Station.
That's it! You did something weird in the Imagination Station, didn't you? You did something to become your own mother. Wit, I am telling you, you need to unplug that thing.
Are you Connie Kendall? Yeah, that's right. My mom told me that she learned so much from you. She also told me that you were one of the reasons she became a Christian.
Really?
You know what? I'm a Christian too. My mom prayed with me.
Oh, that is so neat, Melanie.
So, can I try out the imagination station now?
No! Are you crazy? You want to become your own grandma?
Well, sure, Melanie. I'll take you right up.
Oh, that's okay, Whit. I can show her how it's done.
Well, all right.
Oh, and Whit, when I said I was gonna quit and all that, I didn't mean right away or anything. I meant one of these days.
Okay, Connie.
Come on, Melanie. I'll take you up there.
Tom, you want your Maalox milkshake now?
Sounds good.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's Candid Conversations with Connie and our celebration of 25, give or take a few, wonderful years of Wit's End. I'd like to thank Wit especially for all the great years and for all the things you've taught me and everyone else.
Well, Wit's End would not be possible if it weren't for the people who've helped out all along the way, including you, Connie, and everyone on stage with me now. And of course, none of it would have happened without God and his power to change lives through Jesus Christ.
Amen. Absolutely. Yeah. It's been fun, hasn't it?
It sure has. Yes, sir.
So how about it, Tom? Pizza party at your place?
Come on over.
Hey, can you fit all these people in your house?
Well, I'll have to put the horses in the barn.
Sounds great. For Candid Conversations with Connie, I'm Connie Kendall.
Bye!
Wait a minute. Have you guys forgotten how this show ends? Even though Connie was a little confused about the anniversary of Wit's End, I still think it's a good idea to take some time to remember the past and think about all the things that God has done for us. As it says in Psalm 143, verses 5 and 8, I remember the days of old. I meditate on all your works. I consider the work of your hands, for in you do I trust. Congratulations, Wit's End, and congratulations to Focus on the Family for 25 years of faithful service to God. Everybody, how do you like the special live broadcast at Focus on the Family? You guys happy? Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Live at 25 was written by Paul McCusker and Marshall Younger and directed by Paul McCusker and Chuck Bolte. Our production engineers were Rob Jorgensen, Jonathan Crow, Nathan Jones, Glenn Montjoy, and our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for...